Hey, it's Marina, travel experta. Today, we're going to be talking about moving to a new country to-do lists. Are you guys ready for an adventure? Let's begin. So you are moving to a new country. The plan is set. You are ready to rock and roll. Here's the thing, guys. This is not my first rodeo about moving to a new country. We are planning to move to Spain. So I have done this now. We're going on like 4 or 5 times. And I found that every single time I've done this, and at this point, I have had dozens of friends move to different countries, because being an expat, that is just part of life. That's part of your community. A lot of people move eventually. It's very rare that people stay too long in certain places as expats, unless they're, of course, married to somebody from the local country, from that country, or other reasons. Regardless, this is a pattern that I have seen across the board. To-do lists. So there's actually several to-do lists. It's not just your typical to-do list. Okay, I need to sell this off. I need to get this. I need to organize this. I have to have all this legal work. That is an obvious to-do list, and you need to have that list. Right now, we are going through our to-do list. So I have noticed that we have several to-do lists, and this is what is the common pattern that I have seen pretty much across the board. To-do list of what you want to do in the country that you are in. A lot of times we forget to just be tourists for the day, right? To explore and see the places that are right here in front of you. And it's funny, 22 years ago, when I took off with my backpack from Manhattan, I lived in Manhattan. I grew up in Manhattan. But when I decided that I was done with Manhattan and put on my backpack ready to take off, all of a sudden I discovered Manhattan through new eyes. And I made a little to-do list of, like, it's kind of like a bucket list for that location. And sometimes it could be as simple as having a wine outside in a certain area, or having a coffee, or taking my kids to this amusement park, you know, the local amusement park, things like that. So it's really fun. And it's, to be honest with you, I think it's almost giving yourself closure of the place, because I'm sure you might return. But the point is, don't miss out in the meantime, right? So it's really important to have those to-do lists, whatever it would be in your neighborhood, your town, even that specific country. And I found my friends who have been here for 10 years in Guatemala, going to places that, you know, they've never been to before, like Tikal, the Mayan ruins, or even going to Lake Atitlan, those things that you would think that, yo, how could you not have done it? But they're like, you know what, I never got around to it. But now that they have made the plan, they have set the date of when they are moving, all of a sudden, that's when they're doing. Another really important thing that would make the move that much more fun for you and your family, especially the kids, is what is the kids' to-do list? Because their to-do list might be totally different than yours, and it will be really important to honor their list. Ask them, what do you want to do before we leave, before we start our whole new adventure? Sometimes moving can, you know, be complicated, or, you know, it's a change. Every big change, you need to do it as smoothly as you can. So ask your kids, what is their to-do list, right? So as I mentioned, there are several to-do lists. This is probably the most fun by far. The other to-do list is obviously, what do you need to do to actually move, right? What loose ends do you need to tie up in the country that you're in? Whatever it could be, selling your car, selling your house, paying off your help, whatever it is, going, having a big goodbye party, whatever it could be, right? Doing like things that you never thought you were going to do, you know, like Guatemala, a lot of people get, you know, leather goods, getting those leather goods done, all of those to-do lists, and then the legal to-do list for the place that you're living in, and also your new location. For instance, right now, we are planning on moving to Spain. So first off, the other part of our big to-do list is doctor appointments. I want to go to as many doctors here as I can, because it's familiar to me. I know these people. I know these places. And I just want to kind of go with a clean bill of health, right? So that's something to do. And I find that to be as part of like that legal thing. Also, like if there's any legalities that you need to finish up, power of attorneys, whatever, right? And then because we are moving to Spain, we have a whole new legal thing to do. We have to get our non-lucrative visas. Make sure that you listen to all of those episodes moving to Spain, because that is all part of our move to Spain, especially if you are planning to move to Spain. Non-lucrative visas or any kind of visas that you do need, whatever insurances we need to buy, insurances, what, finding a place to live, you know, locking those things in after you have done all the preliminary things, have visited the place and all the other episodes that I have already done here. But you do need to have a to-do list for that as well, because why do you need a to-do list? It's simply to check things off. A lot of times we forget, but having that to-do list kind of solidifies what you need to do. And sometimes you'll get add on to it, but at least you'll have a good place to start, because it can seem overwhelming. But when you put it all down on paper and start to cross things off, you'll see that it's not that overwhelming and it's all doable. And that is a great place to start. So remember your to-do list. The three most important to-do lists that we have is the fun to-do list. What do we want to finish having fun doing in this country? And make sure that you ask your kids to do that too, because they might have a completely different one to do with their friends, and honor that, okay? Definitely honor that. Let that transition be easier. The other to-do list is finishing up everything in the country, whatever you need to sell off, whatever legal things you need to do, having that big party with your friends as a goodbye. That is part of that to-do list, okay? And third also is now the to-do list for your new country. All the legalities, the visas, whatever is necessary for you to arrive to that country and be legal there and not have to scurry around worrying, what did I forgot to do this, I forgot to do that, and not being able to stay in that country. So those are the three main to-do lists. If you guys have any questions for more information on how to move or expats or anything, I am here for you guys. You could go to my site, travelexperta.com, travelexpertwithana.com. And remember to make every day an adventure.